The 28th legislature gets underway tomorrow afternoon, with Republicans holding a majority in both chambers. Significant changes are likely for how lawmakers will work together. Oil tax reform proposals will be a big focus. I sat down in the Speaker's chamber with majority leaders, Kenai Representative Mike Chenault, the House Speaker, and Wasilla Senator Charlie Huggins, the Senate President, to ask how they see the debate over oil taxes playing out this session. I asked Huggins if there were any deal breakers for him.
I mean, that's the beauty. I don't think there's a deal breaker. It's our task to look at, you know, the things we have in common as far as how we approach this, but more importantly, where we have contrasting points of view, that we work out some middle ground that works and that Alaska wins. And, you know, I have great confidence that when the dust settles towards the end of the session, we will have a package that works for Alaskans and will be durable over time. And there will always be people that will be skeptics of it, but I think there will be some of us will have a little bit of pride in having done something.
And Representative Chenault, how about you? Are there deal breakers?
You know, I don't see any deal breakers right now. I like to be optimistic to think that at least if we have a open relationship with not only the administration but also the Senate, that we have the ability to sit down and talk. Charlie and I probably agree on a lot of things, but not on everything. And so, you know, the idea with a piece of legislation is you take the best ideas from all three branches of government, put them together, and try to meld them into a piece of legislation that moves Alaska forward, puts more oil in the pipeline, makes sure that we get our fair share, and creates jobs for Alaskans, and creates a future economy.
Well, both of you, of course, are well aware that Alaskans have other very pressing issues beyond energy. So what else do you think really needs to be dealt with during this session, Senator Huggins?
Well, I mean, we've hit the crossroads of decline in production prices. So by virtue of that, the budget will be a challenge. And so we will devote more than a minor amount of our time trying to figure out not only this coming year's budget, but over time, if that decline curve continues, and that's the task, to look at how we can abate that decline over time and then hopefully increase production. But, you know, it's a slippery slope, and it's going to take time. You know, we as a society, Alaskans being a cross-section of that, sort of have the light switch mentality. You say, okay, we need it to happen now, and you reach over and you flip a switch and you have lights and everybody's happy ever after. This will take years.
So the budget's a big concern.
Yep.
Budget's big. Representative Chenault, what are you hearing from your Kenai Peninsula constituents about other issues that they're really concerned about?
Well, there's a number of issues, and it's not just the budget. It's not just energy. You have, you know, the social issues, the domestic violence, the suicides, the alcoholism rate, the drug rate, police protection. So healthy communities, safe communities is an issue that I think that's going to be important to Alaskans. And also education. Because without a good education, a lot of these social problems continue to exist and flourish. And, you know, it's my hope that through education that we can take and bring some of those statistics down where we're not number one in a lot of these issues.
Mm-hmm. Going into tomorrow's session, the Republican legislature is in the strongest position that it's been in quite some time. But the state Republican Party is in kind of a turmoil and power struggle over leadership. Is this going to be a big distraction, or how do you see this, Senator Huggins, affecting cohesiveness within the party?
Yeah. Well, I mean, two separate things. I mean, we, the Speaker and I, are both members of the Republican Party. On the other hand, there's nothing different about the Republican Party squabbling amongst itself. So, you know, it's just a continuing saga. I mean, the same things happen with the Democrats. You know, I mean, look at it. People are fighting and kicking down doors to join the Republican Party. Ask Lindsey Holmes. So I think we're probably in a pretty good position.
And Representative Chenault, how do you see this going forward?
And I try to keep it separate as much as I can. What happens in the legislature is legislative issues, and what happens in the party is the party issues. It's kind of like the legislature in all reality. At some point in time, you have to come together, and while Charlie and I may not agree on every issue, we find the common grounds and the common issues that we can agree on, and that's the agenda that gets moved forward.
So maybe on some level it's just democracy at work, and it's kind of messy even within the parties?
There's nothing makes me more uncomfortable when you have multiple people sitting around the table just agreeing. And we've seen that. And, you know, to have people that dissent, have a contrasting point of view and a different idea is healthy. Now, you know, can it get bloody and not be so happy and healthy? Yeah, but, you know, I haven't seen any blood yet. And, you know, probably some foul talk going on. But when the dust settles, you know, somehow, some way, there will be a Republican Party and there will be a Democratic Party and others. And somehow, some way, we will have primaries and general elections. And guys like Speaker and I will come out on top.
Senate President Charlie Huggins and House Speaker Mike Chenault talking this afternoon in the State Capitol Speaker's Chamber.